This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. Dave is off today. We're normally chatting about local issues and ideas and institutions and individuals and everything that has to do with affecting your quality of life here in Salem, Kaiser, and in Marion County and in Polk County and everywhere we can be heard. So this involves politics sometimes, the economy, jobs, but often it involves just quality of life and things and people who are doing things in our community that make it worthwhile. So all sorts of initiatives, and we're going to talk about one today, both an institution and an initiative. And hopefully later in the hour, we want to talk a little bit about what's coming up tonight for the Salem City Council. Don't want to beat it too much because we're going to be talking to the mayor tomorrow about how it all went and see how many people have brought their pitchforks and and there are torches to the Salem City Council meeting tonight regarding the Third Bridge vote. And also another pseudo controversy that I can't wait to talk about because it shouldn't be a controversy at all, which is like so many things we're seeing in pop culture these days. But today, we're going to start out, we're going to talk to a couple of guests we have in the studio. We've got Scott Mills. He's with Signature Home Health. And Rick Samuelson. And Rick's with Avamere. Avamere Court here in Kaiser, and they're doing something fun. They're doing something positive, and we should shout out about it. So welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you. You know, today is Cookie Monday. I brought some cookies for you.
Oh, did
you? Cookie Monday.
Everybody needs that in the dead of winter. When
this isn't for you, Rick.
Carving up.
Because you can get our cookies the other time.
Is that a tradition for Signature Home Health?
It sort of has been. I sort of go around with some goodies every now and again.
And Rick, you're with Avamere Court of Kaiser.
Yep, I'm just down the road on River Road with 200-some residents.
So let's talk. Well, you guys are doing something fun. We want to spotlight that. Let's get an idea of how you two know each other and how these two institutions are connected.
Well, Scott and I have known each other for a little over 2 years now. Signature Home Health and Avamere Court at Kaiser both belong to the same healthcare organization, Avamere Living. And so our goal out there is to enhance the lives of the people we serve wherever we're at. And that includes both Scott on the home health side as well as is our building where we're doing skilled nursing, long-term care, residential care, as well as independent living.
Okay. Wow. That's a span. And how many facilities are there?
Gosh, Avamere right now is growing all the time. So we're in I believe it's 5 states now. Everything from home health care through to therapy services. Buildings themselves, we're over 20 skilled nursing facilities, and I think when you add the assisted living is in, we're over 50 now.
Wow. Okay, and Scott?
Yeah, and well, so I'm with Signature, which is obviously we were talking about that being under the same roof, but one of the things that we all deal with is senior citizens, so that are always in a lot of these communities, and as well as when we do home health or when we do hospice, so sometimes we have that end of life care that we do. So what we realize is during Valentine's Day is coming up. So what could we do to sort of bring that youth to the senior and really appreciate the seniors? You know, we look at Valentine's as being this sort of love day that you show that love. But so we had our elementary school here in Kaiser, it's Kaiser Elementary. We went to a fifth grade teacher, Jeannie Williams, to sort of say, hey, what if we gave you a load of cards and had the kids decorate them and then take them to our residents and our patients? And so so we gave these cards to the kids then they decorate them with Hershey's Kisses, put a little note in there, put a picture of themselves. And then the next thing is they handed them off to us. And then we're going to give them, Rick's, the ones in Avamere, the caregivers are going to give them to the residents there. We're going to give them to some hospice patients and some home health patients just to show that love. And I think that connection with the kids to get more involved with our senior citizens.
Yeah, the real goal is we live in a community, the community of Kaiser. And it's not just Avamere Kaiser Court, but there is a world of people out there that that we interact with on a daily basis. And we thought, what could be more fun than to involve the kids at Kaiser Elementary School with our own residents? Some of those residents are coming straight from Salem Hospital and are looking to go home, and they're not going to have anyone interacting with them over Valentine's. We thought, how can we put a smile on their face? And we know that every time we have kids come into our building, the faces light up. And so how can we make that happen? At the same time, we know that nursing homes out there can be considered a scary place. And we thought, let's normalize this. It's not what we grew up thinking they are. It's not the one flew over the cuckoo's nest. It's it's real life. And people come here to get better and to go home. Some people can't go home, and so they stay in our long-term care side of things. But real life is happening there, and we want to bring the real life that's out there in the community into our buildings and let the people that are in our buildings experience real life as well by interacting with those kids. So this is an exciting thing for us.
All right, so they're fifth graders, right?
Fifth graders, yeah.
All right, so did the teacher, like whatever they wrote on them, did you get to grade them? Is there redlining and stuff like that?
we graded their grammar. You know, we made sure the spelling was good. I'm sure that a few of our residents are old-time school teachers and probably will redline those things.
There you go. And here in the studio, we've got three men, and so plus Hunter, so four men, but three men talking to the microphones today. And chances are, we're all going to die before our wives. And so we do see a lot of widows. We see people that do not have a Valentine, right? And life continues on. I was explaining to my wife that she better plan on 40 years without me, right? So she didn't like the concept. I'm like, well, you better plan for it anyway, So you kind of lose a loved one later in life.
Yeah.
And you start to lose some of your mates and your friends and so forth. So Valentine's and other special holidays can be a lonely time. So very nice of you guys.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we have memory care, and I think sometimes in memory care, a lot of residents get forgotten about. Mm. Because of their dementia, and I think it's hard. So when a lot of with dementia, the thing that happens is when they get something that they have happened many times in their life, like Valentine, it clicks something with them. So suddenly they can relate to Valentine's for especially dementia patients.
Yeah, even people who have memory issues and dementia issues, they can experience moments of joy.
Yeah.
It's not like we should rob them of having moments of joy. All right, so let me back up a little bit. Avamere Court in Kaiser, how many residents?
Avamere Court at Kaiser, we have right around 200 people that live on that campus.
And you said it starts with assisted living. Is that the lowest level of care?
Lowest level of care is actually our independent living,
where
we have close to 100 residents in apartment-like living settings. We provide dining services, activities, transportation for them. But they're, for the most part, independent, and we're just providing a little bit of assistance and stability for them as they go forward.
And it goes all the way to hospice, really?
All the way up to a hospice, where we would involve Scott's group from Signature to come and assist us. But we have our residential care facility, which is, again, just moving up a level. And then you come into our skilled nursing facility, people coming right from the hospital. Across the street from us, and we need to mention it, is Avamere's Arbor building, which is the memory care building. And so, again, they deal with another 40 to 50 residents that are purely memory care residents that are needing assistance in that way. And so the elementary school is doing not only our buildings over at Avamere Court, but also is taking Valentine's over to the Arbor and their residents.
Well, for my fellow baby boomers, I'm on the tail end, but I'm a boomer. We should all have an awareness of that spectrum of services, because it does start within home care a lot.
Yeah.
I know a few things about it, because having sold long-term care insurance in my past, that whole sequence of services, that spectrum where you can stay in your home and you get services in your home, which I think Scott had talked a little bit about, all the way to independent living, and then assisted living, and then skilled nursing, and however long and however bad our condition is, and perhaps a memory unit. So quite a spectrum. We're going to take a break real quick, and we're talking a little bit about the kids, their experience, the cards you provided, and what's happening this week. You are listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent the Hard with Dave Bourne, except Dave is off today doing something fun with his family. So we have in studio with us Scott Mills from Signature Home Health and Rick Samuelson from Avamere Court. I want to dive into this is a feel-good story, and I want to make sure that people get the impact here, because I like the old joke that be careful how you treat your kids. They're going to pick your nursing home someday. But also we should be careful how we raise a generation, because they're going to care and make a difference in how our generation is going to age and age in place and so forth. So with some help of Jeannie Williams, fifth grade teacher at Kaiser Elementary, right, Scott?
Yeah, that's correct.
So shout out to Jeannie, and thank you for participating. You guys provided cards.
Yes.
And things to decorate the cards. And the kids' job was to, do they know who they're writing to?
No, because we sort of just, what we wanted them to do is, yeah, general, sort of almost like the old traditional Valentine's, you never know who it's from.
Uh-huh.
But this was sort of more that the senior or the adult could understand who it came from. So having some information, a little letter, maybe a picture, that sort of thing, a kiss from, a Hershey's kiss on there. I just think it's for when we started this idea, it was, you know, how do we connect the two together? And then when Jeannie started to do this in the classroom, she suddenly got her students really excited about going and visiting some of these residents. And so some of the kids are going to get involved in delivering too, I think. But and I think that's really important, because if you've got someone who's 11 years old and then someone who is 80, and connecting the two lives and understanding what their life was like and what the kid's life is like, and that's I think can really impact the senior. Sometimes the seniors get so forgotten about that, and they do play an important role in our community.
And the things that they have in their heads are incredible. You know, I remember it's just too, I mean, for young kids to understand where America was two generations ago, or three generations ago. I mean, my father did have indoor plumbing, right? He worked on the farm, at his uncle's farm in the summertime. I remember going to their house, and you had to do the pump thing at the kitchen sink to, right, to bring it up from the well. And this is not that long ago. So for people being raised in this digital age, yeah, in this instant information age, to find out, you know, when you start to tell your kids, the gentleman in the studio here with me, Rick and Scott, they're not as old as I am, but they tell my kids, like, oh yeah, I got through college. There were no computers. Nobody had a computer. No. We had a typewriter and those things. Anyway, so the connection of generations is fabulous, Scott. So that is really cool.
And
especially if they
think,
go out and visit, because it could blow their minds.
Yeah.
Both of my kids, who are both history nuts, but they were fascinated talking to their grandparents about, you know, the war period, or what they remembered of the Korean War, a lot of things. And the stories that they told, because, wow, it just seems so foreign to them.
Yeah.
And to take out the mystery about old age.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they have grandparents, but that they still have value, they still have humor, they still have, you know, all personalities and things to share. That's awesome. That's really great. So thank you for doing that.
I remember when my daughter was young, we used to bring her into work every once in a while, and she decided to do her history report on a World War II vet, and she interviewed a bunch of World War II veterans that were in the building that I was running. And she got a firsthand look at the fact that war was not exciting. It wasn't fun. It was scary to these guys that they had left a lot of things. And so it wasn't romanticized from their point of view. And I got a call from a teacher who said, well, where did she get this information? And I said, firsthand reports. And the teacher was baffled. But the thing that I remember most is my daughter came home one night and she said, they're real people. And I think sometimes that we marginalize the elderly and they're no longer real people to us. And for that instance, for my daughter, they were real people. Mm. And that's what I really hope happens through this interaction with the elementary school, is that our elderly become real people to the youth again.
It's not just something to tweet about?
No, and they have value, and they have stories, and they have lives, and they have plenty to offer us. And we don't just put them away, but that we bring them back into what's going on.
Thank you, Rick. Now, Scott, you were saying before the show, another initiative you guys participate in, and one of the things that newspapers like to highlight is things that people do in the community and why they do it. So there's another initiative involving the dragon boat races.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a dragon boat, or got a group. Well, actually, people have followed me into dragon boat racing, I think is the issue here. But we've done some things in the past where it's been around a charity event, and I get a group of people, 24 people, paddling during a World Beat Festival, and all raising money. So everyone who gets in the boat has to raise $600. Mm-hmm. So this is the next event we're going to do, and sponsor is trying to get 24 paddlers. Now, I am recruiting, so anyone out there who wants to try this, come along. But it's basically everyone raising $600, and we're doing it for Alzheimer's Network and the association. So last year we did it for another charity and raised like about $14,000. We did it for Liberty House. Mm-hmm. So this year we're going to do for Alzheimer's Network and the association. But it's a great event. It's just, you know, again, it's acknowledging, you know, the seniors. Dementia is a very serious problem. And, you know, how do we look after it? How do we keep the research going and things like that?
There's work to be done.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Signature Home Health is a for-profit company?
Yeah, we are for profit.
Okay, well, I thought you guys were evil. I mean, if you listen to some people in our community, if you want to make a profit, you're the what's wrong with society. Excuse me, I said that on radio. Heck, you guys are doing nice things for people. How could that possibly be?
It's trying to get, again, involved in the community. You know, we were talking earlier, just how do you make that difference? There was a time where we went to the a memory care and sang a song, and one lady was smiling. She was just smiling and just dancing around, and one of the caregivers said, "Look, I've never seen that lady smile so much in the last few months." And that's suddenly something clicked, and that little tiny thing that the kids can do will make a complete difference.
Well, I've known Scott for a while, but I didn't know that. So I'll share something most of my friends don't know. Way back when, I was probably still in my 20s, I was involved with a group of performers, and we would go into retirement nursing homes, which in the 80s looked a little different than they do
today.
Pretty
scary.
And one of us played piano, and the rest of us sang. We sang show tunes a lot. Unless it was Christmas, then we sang Christmas carols. But we would go in, and we just share that. And so I know exactly the joy and the impact it had. It was really fun. And someone would sing along. Someone was just happy to see somebody, you know, and come in and provide something different. But it was a blast. Absolutely. Plus, it's an opportunity to sing show tunes without people telling you to shut up. Right.
Yeah. So, and get away with it.
I was being facetious about for-profit businesses. Of course, you know, when you look at all of, but be it the Liberty House or Alzheimer's or Cancer Research or United Way, all of these great Boys and Girls Club and all these great nonprofits here in town, it's the business community that supports them. If there's a great event, even, you know, all the events we see at Riverfront Park, like the World Beat Festival. Yeah. So if you listeners never seen the World Beat Festival, there's dragon boat races.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that must be a hoot.
It's becoming a big issue right now as far as big event down here in Salem. You started off with like six boats, and now they're like, it's a huge event. So
cool.
Yeah.
Just to steer clear of the Willamette Queen.
Exactly.
Yeah, just make sure.
Or get a good driver. I don't know.
That is terrific. So we're talking to Scott Mills of Signature Home Health and Rick Samuelson at Avamir Court here in Kaiser about their initiative to bring some school kids messages and Valentine's messages to the residences at Avamir. But Signature Home Health doesn't sound like it's in-house clientele.
No.
So is that something different?
Yeah. So what we basically, when someone's come from, let's say, skilled nursing, and they go home, and they're normally homebound. They've been in surgery. They shouldn't be going anywhere. So we bring the rehabilitation back to their home. So we make sure there's a good, safe transition from skilled nursing back home and get them back to a base level so they can get out of the home. So we do physiotherapy and occupational therapy nursing and get them back to be stable so they can get in their car and drive.
All right. So you're bringing the services to them in home care,
yeah,
right? And should their health deteriorate or people as they age can potentially go into Avamere facilities, right?
Exactly.
Rexall. All right. So can I talk business for a minute?
You can.
Absolutely.
So who do you find is paying the bill for most of your services? Because we know they're not cheap. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are having to plan for them as part of their retirement. You have to plan for, you know, health care coverage, health insurance until you're on Medicare. And then Medicare, but Medicare isn't going to cover chronic. And a lot of people are very unpleasantly surprised to find out that Medicare does not cover these kind of chronic conditions that ends up having to have assisted living or nursing home.
No, Medicare truly is a short-term product. It's designed to help somebody who's got a health issue get through that issue, and then hopefully they're not going to be accessing their Medicare benefit again. So in our setting, in the skilled nursing facility, the majority of the people that are there are being paid for either through their Medicare or through some kind of an HMO setup. We have our longer-term care people that are there either private pay, paying out of their own pockets, which is expensive, or they're being covered by Medicaid. And so Medicaid becomes one of the bigger payer sources for a lot of those residents who do not have the funding available to them. But it's getting harder and harder to find Medicaid beds. And as a payer source, we're having to do more and more work with our skilled residents to help offset the cost of our Medicaid and our private pay residents.
Yeah, and actually Medicaid is the number one provider of paying for long-term care services in America. And to be on Medicaid, you basically have to be destitute, which does require a lot of planning to be able to either self-pay or insure or things like that. So it's a very, very important for we boomers and actually even the younger professionals to plan for, because we don't know. And I wish I could shout from the rooftops and make people understand Medicare is not going to cover it.
No.
You're going to have to draw down all the assets you saved through your life should you need long-term care for Parkinson's, for ALS, for dementia, for all sorts of things that you see people for.
And that's where Scott's side signature comes in. I mean, for people to be able to go home and have care provided for them in home, that does allow them the highest level of independence at the lowest expense. And so obviously, we want to go home. We don't want to be in a facility like mine. And so if we can do that with our loved ones around us, not having to accumulate a lot of debt, boy, that's a good thing. But as we move up, it's a tough situation.
And we're always trying to balance with the insurance like Medicare as far as what they're paying and trying to balance the how long can you stay in. We're always talking about, okay, we've got one more day left on this and when they start paying their co-pays. So we work together very well as far as, okay, how do we get them home? How do we look after them so they don't fall again? Because before home health even came about, there used to be this vicious cycle. They used to come out of skilled nursing, fall back in the hospital, and it's just constantly going round and round. Indeed. So we're trying to avoid all that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You guys have a few more minutes?
Yeah.
I want to talk, not about other dreary stuff, but talk about what Thursday is going to look like on Valentine's Day before we transition and talk about some things happening in the city this week. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Mort is off today. We're talking about a fun thing happening in the community. It is Valentine's week, so I'm glad we're giving you a heads up, gentlemen. It's only Monday. You have 3 days to get the candy, get the flowers, get the dinner reservations, or go buy the groceries to make dinner for your honey. But don't come home empty-handed.
No, that's not good. I have a funny story. This was years ago. It was Valentine's Day, and my wife was at home, and I was on a skiing trip. This is what was going on, and I planned it really badly. But I realized I've got to deal with flowers. So I ordered a load of flour to be delivered on the day. And we were living with some roommates at the time. And so the van turns up with the flowers, and there's a knock on the door, and our roommate, no, my wife answers the door, and there's a guy standing there with a dozen roses. And he goes, "Is such and such here?" And it's our roommate. And she comes up. She says, "Oh, roses, thank you very much." My flowers, I didn't have much money then, was not roses. It had one rose in it with a couple of things. So the whole thing was just deflated as my flowers came up to the door second time.
Oh, so, you got trumped.
A note to everyone, a dozen roses. If you're going to deliver a dozen roses, then you aren't going to be gypped by anything.
My best... my best Valentine's ever, my husband points. And I arranged with my wife's boss to have the day off. I arranged with, "Hey, can you get us, can she have this day off?" And so on and so forth. So they had planned for that. And then she woke up on Valentine's and I said, "You're not going to work today." "What?" "Yeah, we're going skiing." And it was a weekday, and she said, "Well, no, I got to work." I'm like, "No, I took care of that." And so it was really fun. So I was just like, planned, and I bought the ski lift tickets and all this. And so I got her the day off, and we went up and played in the snow. That was my best husband Valentine's thing. So this week, by the way, that voice you hear with that delightful accent, that's Scott Mills. You might recognize him. You've heard him on KYKN before if you're listening to any duck football, right?
Yeah, do the tailgate show.
That's awesome. So it's hard to mistake Scott Mills' voice. You know when he's calling you and you hear his voice and he says hello. You're the only person I know that sounds like that. So Scott Mills with Signature Home Health. Rick Samuelson's also in the studio with us. Avamere Court in Kaiser. So you're given, you give these fifth graders in Jeannie Williams' class at Kaiser Elementary cards for them to write. They're writing, special Valentine notes to strangers and things to decorate them and maybe some Hershey kisses. So what's going to happen on Thursday? How do those get delivered?
Yeah, so we've, with Rick's property in Avamere, and then with the Arbor, which is our memory care, we've got them arranged so they'll be delivered ideally on the day is what the plan is, to try and get it as close to the day as we can.
Are we going to be able to see any of that on a Facebook post or anything?
The sad thing is HIPAA violation. You can't take. I've tried to get around it, but it's such a gray area that we just can't. So what we've done is we've got the kids' pictures that we'll be putting on Facebook, and our crew that is doing it with Cigna. The home health side of things is I've got them being delivered to the next or for about 2 weeks or last week and this week.
So Secret Valentine where the resident gets to reach in and grab one and read a card?
I've given actually a lot of our clinicians each card to go because they drive from home to home, so it's hard to do it all on one day, so we have to sort of spread it out with each one to get to.
So we're scrambling hard to get some signatures from residents who say that it's okay to have their pictures taken, but there's a lot of red tape surrounding it. And so our goal is to be able to get a couple of pictures out there, let people see what's going on. But for us, we're going to have our residents, again, three different buildings. There's going to be three different parties going on. And so they'll all be around having a Valentine's party in, say, the skilled building, and we'll be bringing the Valentine's in. And boy, if we could make it work, I would love to have those students help deliver those and see the faces light up. Yeah. Over in our independent living building, we don't have as many restrictions because they're all individuals. And so we'll be able to get some pictures there. And over in the independent living that night, they're having a sweetheart ball. So they're going to be doing it big and doing it right. And there'll be dancing and the whole bit. My problem is if I show up over there, I will probably be dancing all night because I'll have my dance ticket full. But it's a lot of fun when you do these kinds of things. And so, again, to see interaction between people is huge. We're hoping to find ways to let the students or the kids interact with our residents. And again, we're on the front end of this. We got the idea after doing for Halloween, we had trick-or-treaters come into our buildings. And the impact that had on our residents is what prompted us to think about doing this with the schools and finding ways to continue those interactions between kids and our elderly adults who could really enjoy the interactions.
Where do you think this could grow? Could you have partnerships with churches or youth group? Or I mean, it's so hard to do things in public school. festivals. There's so many distractions and some restrictions, and there's no money for field trips and things like that. So, you know, I just kudos to Jeannie Williams, the fifth grade teacher, for doing this, teaching the kids this life lesson and so forth. But there's got to be other institutions that either are already involved or that you could explode this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're talking like with Halloween, that just in the community, we sort of did this to bring kids to have a safe place to do it, and to obviously for the seniors to be able to give something. But when we were doing it this year, we were looking all around Kaiser thinking, what if next year we got more people involved in having these safe places for kids to do trick-or-treating? Because we hear so many horror stories of different things that are in candies that are given away at various neighborhoods that you hear, and we know that a lot of them are safe, but how do we do it and make sure it's completely safe?
Brett, where I hope and see things going, I mean, there are countless volunteer opportunities. We see church groups come in and interact with our residents, whether it's handing out mail to them that comes in. I can envision a day where elementary schools bring their kids over to practice their Christmas programs. Mm. And so our residents get to experience the Christmas play before it's even happening. And again, there's that interaction. I can see high school groups coming in, and we've done this in the past, but for kind of job interactions where a student can shadow one of my staff, whether it's in the business office or medical records or even a CNA on the floor, and get a feel for what opportunities are out there for them down the road. And so I think, again, the business side of what we're doing, and to expose kids to the business side as well as to the personal side of this, the possibilities are endless in terms of how people can engage and be involved in the lives of other people.
Yeah, and the business you're in is, it doesn't get much more personal than that, and taking care of our loved ones and taking care of our seniors. So I'm going to let you guys go because I'm going to start talking some politics, and I don't want to get you in trouble. So you're listening to Newsmakers. We're talking to Scott Mills from Signature Home Help and Rick Samuelson, Avamir, Court in Kaiser, and their effort to bring some school kids to write Valentine's Days for their clients and their residents. So thank you for doing that.
Brett, very cool
thing
us.
In the community.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break and talk the rest of the hour about what's going on tonight and something that's been in the news that we just have to rant about. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Bourne is off today, but Hunter is making sure I don't get in too much trouble. Thank you for helping us with us today, Hunter. And thank you to Scott Mills and Rick Samuelson, our guests. So we have to talk a little bit about the city and what's going on here. And something that just frustrates me to no end. I can't believe that this even got any press. It got enough press that they talked about it on Channel 2 News on the television. And what I think is the proper response. So the mayor did the State of the City address a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it on the show with the mayor. Did the State of the City address. Now, this is an event that's not sponsored by the city. It's sponsored this year by Rotary Club. It does have different hosts for the Rotary Club. So the Rotary Club, if you know anything about Rotary, by the way, who's been doing incredible things all over the world for generations and generations, they pray. They pray at their meetings. They say the pledge, and they do an invocation. So before the mayor's speech, State of the City, and it was at the Salem Conference Center and so forth, there was a prayer. Well, a woman by the name of Laurel Hines, she objected. She was offended. She thought it was appalling. She went to city council and complained that somehow this is violating her, that somehow offending her and violating the Herc idea of the separation of church and state, because the mayor is giving State of City address and they had the audacity to pray. All right, so here's my response. And you know, this is one of the reasons why I'm not the mayor and would not make a bad politician, is I would have said, so Rotary, by the way, is a private enterprise. That doesn't have anything to do with the government. The government didn't sponsor a religion, not to mention the fact that people's perception of the separation of church and state is completely different than the reality and what this Constitution already says. Of course, there's the Constitution Establishment Clause. You know, it's pretty limited. However, it's been broadened by the Supreme Court over the years. So I recognize that, and it's come down to more than just Congress shall not enact laws with the establishment of religion to put a pretty strong wall between the government and religion. Not saying that's a bad thing, but it's the second half of the Establishment Clause that everyone like Laurel Hines forgets. It says the shall not infringe on the free exercise of religion. You know who's exercising on their free exercise? Is the Rotary Club. The Rotary Club gets to pray if they want to. She doesn't like prayer. She's an atheist, so she didn't like prayer, and she didn't like being told to pray. Don't go to the meeting, right? Don't go to the meeting, or just sit down, don't clasp your hands, and don't pray. Silently complain to yourself. So I'm putting myself in position of a reporter even. When she brings this up and says, well, I think this and that. My question as a reporter would have been, aren't they free to do so? It wouldn't have been, oh, yeah, let's write this down. And then we get back to what I was talking about last week, where the media is framing and flaming. They're framing the discussion. They're framing the controversy, and then they're flaming that controversy. This is not a controversy, folks. This is one person who's got a bug somewhere it doesn't belong, who wants to complain to the city council about something that doesn't have any point. Sometimes you need to go, yeah, thanks, you'll be going now. Sometimes not everybody has a valid argument. Not everybody who says they're offended has a valid argument, and their opinions need to hit the local news. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Am I alone here, folks? It's the free exercise thereof. And it's not the last time you will hear me rant about this. And I've talked a little bit about holding fast on protecting people's ability to have deep-seated faith traditions. As a non-governmental entity, Rotary has the right to pray. They had a guest speaker. The guest speaker was the mayor. Is the mayor going to turn down an invitation to speak at every institution, club, organization, church that wants them to come and talk about the city if they have a faith background? Or is it okay for him to go and talk to Sikhs and Buddhists and Islam and, you know, Baha'i and every other religion out there? I don't know. It just seemed like I hated to even say Laurel Hines' name and make her any more famous than she is already. However, my message, stand down. Just actually sit down and be quiet. They have a right to pray. It's guaranteed in the Constitution. So there is a controversy, quote unquote. Those are the air quotes, radio air quotes. Controversy that should not be a controversy. There's so many of them. Last week, we were talking about Tom Brokaw having to apologize for giving good advice to advice that was like simplistic. Any simpleton could understand that immigrants that move to another country and make it their home, he had the audacity to say that they should learn the language of the land, right? That is not a controversy, Tom Brokaw. I mean, when you've got, I don't know what to call them. There's got to be another name, irrational people. I don't want to call them liberals. I don't want to call them Democrats, any of that. But people are truly just irrationally off the deep end of sensitivity and politics, you know, throwing Tom Brokaw under the bus for pragmatic advice. That is not any more complicated. It's not filled with racism. It's not filled with hatred. It's common sense advice for any immigrant moving to any country. Learn the language you're in so that you can fully engage in the culture, you can fully engage in the economy. All right, that's my rant. What'd you think, Hunter? Too much?
Well, no, I don't think it's too much. You know, I think when we're traveling overseas from this country, they recommend getting at least enough knowledge of the language of the place you're traveling to where you can communicate in case of emergency. Mm-hmm. You know, understanding a little bit of Spanish if you're in Mexico or Spain, understanding a little French if you're in France. It's very common to say, hey, you should learn just at least basic phrases So if you get in trouble, you can get help.
Yeah, I liked how the mayor handled, he was interviewed, this is a little segment on Channel 2 News, and the interview of the mayor, the mayor's response was, I respect her opinion, you know, and without saying that he agreed with it, he was very diplomatic and political, I guess, but I respect her opinion. There's other people that think that we should pray before our city council meetings, and they have their opinion, and so it goes both ways. All right, we just have a couple more minutes, so tonight is your last warning. We have six city councilors that we believe tonight are going to vote on not moving the process forward. And if you're new to Newsmakers, you haven't heard this before, but if you listen to us, you know the routine. So bring your at least photographs and pictures of pitchforks and torches. Explain to them that the community is going to be really unhappy if they're not building infrastructure for the next generation. They do not be sitting in the seat. Tom Anderson is very comfortable bloviating about how dumb this bridge idea is and that it's too expensive. Mind you, we don't know how much it's going to cost, and that it's in the wrong place, and that it is unnecessary, and we could no. This is a man that should never be elected to any office again, and he's representing Ward 2, and it gets to the place now in America that if you belong to our club, and he's perceived as, hey, I'm left of center, I am Democrat, I'm progressive, I'm liberal, whatever it is, but this is our club. Well, guess what, folks, right and left, you have some stupid people in your club. You have some people that have bad ideas. You have people who are on the wrong track. You know, I don't know who designed, who wanted the bridge to nowhere that was infamous a while back. You know, some people in your club just do not have it right, and they need to be culled from leadership in your community. So we call upon Ward 2 to figure it out, to find somebody other than Tom Anderson. I don't care if that person identifies as a Constitution Party or a Progressive Party, a Green Party, a Socialist Party, Republican, Democrat, any of those parties. But they have to have common sense. They need to put community before self. And they need to be more interested in the next generation and doing what we have to do to have the best community we can have for our next generation in infrastructure and safety. So we're doing great. Hey, public works building going up. We talked about it last week. Building for the next generation. Water and a treatment plant that the mayor's going after, hopefully some state money to ensure that for the next generation. Infrastructure and transportation. Tonight, City Hall, go down. Let your voices be heard. Listen to the vote. Pay attention who votes, and pay attention when we have city council elections next time. Because their goal is to kill the process so that when it starts up again, we're going to have to spend another 8, 9, 10, 15 million, who knows, and another decade in a 20 to 30 year process. They want us to start at ground zero. Simply unacceptable. So pay attention to who's voting, and people like Tom Anderson should not be elected again. And he's got designs. You know, he likes his notoriety, and he fancies himself a leader of a cause. So pay attention on the left. Pay attention on the right. Let's get some good people in there. Let's make some common sense choices. We'll be talking to the mayor about it tomorrow. We've got a great week. We're going to be talking to the mayor of Kaiser as well. You've been listening to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.